Omar Rabba, well, we're not up to the deer now. We're skipping the deer. The deer is going to connect Omar Rabba back to Rabbi Chiya. Well, let's do Omar Rabba. This is the Gemara, so in four other places in Shas. Omar Rabba, Mipnei ma omra toira moide b'miksas atayna yishova. Why is there a shvua d'oraisa by moide b'miksas? Interesting question. It's a gzeres hakosef. What's Mipnei ma omra toira? Yeah, but we want a time in the crow. Why? So Rabba didn't know the Nachlas David from yesterday's shir? The Nachlas David explains that the Makaris Bem is already in Rishonim. There's a drora. Let's get straight to the point. By a Kaifer Hakol, there's no drora. Reuven says, you owe me 100. Shimon says, Lahadam. Lahadam, I never borrowed the money. Lahadam, I paid you back everything already. Lahadam, what's the din by a Kaifer Hakol? No Shvua. Hamoiti Mechaveri Olav Haraya, Potter. Midrabanan there is, there's a Shvua's Hesses, we'll talk about that later in the Sugya. But Midai Raisa, there's no Shvua by Kaifer Hakol. Let me ask a question. I'll use a Sprach. Mipnei Ma'am Retoira Kaifer Hakol is Potter. Because there's no Drora. There's no leanings why the Mitbah is more Chashud. We're not going to factor in circumstantial evidence. We're not going to factor in that if the Teveya looks like the Chafetz Chaim and the Mitzvah doesn't, and various other factors. So he's Teveya, and he says, Lahadam, Shalom Al Yisrael. There's no Drora. When is there a Drora? And that's the L'chayr de Merkaz of the Sugya. By a Moed of a Mitzvah, there's a Drora. What does it mean, Drora? Drora means, is the Mitzvah saying the truth or the Teveya? The Mitzvah or the Teveya? We don't know. We don't know, but look at the story. The nitva's moided the part of it. And the fact that he's moided the part of it, so maybe the other part is also the teveh is gerecht. That's what's leading us to say, Reb Nitva, clarify a little more. Make a shvua. Ba'ed Echad also there's a drora. What's the drora ba'ed Echad? The Eid Echad. The teveh has an Eid Echad saying like him. The nitva doesn't. If the nitva would also have an Eid Echad, yeah, what would be? If the Nitva also had an Eid Echad? No one knows? If the Nitva also had an Eid Echad? So there's a topic that we don't talk about called Eid Echad Misayei, a path is a Shvua. Do you need that topic? I'm not even sure. There's an Eid Echad Meg and Eid Echad. Maybe he just cancels them out. Nothing to do with Eid Echad Misayei. You know, it's Eid Echad Bad Kosher. An Ayasukya. But I veered off. Where else is there a Shvua Dairaisa that there's a Jurara? Moide B'mixas has a drara, Eid Echad has a drara, and Reb Chiya, the sugi we're not doing today, he was Mechadish. There's a third case that has a drara. When you Teveya someone, and in fact he's Kaifer Hakol, and in fact you don't have an Eid Echad, but there's Eidim on part of it, that also makes a drara. Now Reb Chiya says it's not so poshut, he's going to learn it out from a Kal V'Chomer. Why does he need a Kal V'Chomer? We're trying to figure out, and we're going to discuss that. It's going to take a while because we're doing De Omar Rabba. So let's go back to Rabba again. Omar Rabba, Mipnei Ma Omra Toira. So what was he asking? Why does Moed of Amixas have a Shvua? We understand, because by Moed of Amixas there's a Drora by Kaifer Hakol Nat. And by the way, maybe just for 1 minute, I don't want to use the numbers that he was today 100 and the Haidah was 50, or the Eidus was on 50. By Eid Echad, the Eid Echad is on the entire 100, obviously, that's the point. But I don't want to use the number 50 because if the Haidah is 50 and the Kfirah is 50, and then you're going to try to analyze whether you're doing the Haidah or the Kfirah, the numbers 50 and 50 get a little bit confusing. So just for a minute, let's confuse the island. Let's use 30-70. Just for a minute, I want to bring out a point. Someone says you owe me 100, and he's moideh that he only owes 30. On the Haidah, he pays. Haidah spelled in. Or if there's Eidim on 30. On the 30 that there's Eidus Avad, he pays. That's a write-off. The din of Moed to the Mixas is that he has to swear on the other 70. The din of Reb Chiya is that he has to swear on the other 70. And if he doesn't, there's a din of Mitoich. Now let me ask you something. Just a simple question. If someone says, you owe me 70, and he says, no, I owe you 0, what's the din? Kaifer Akol. And if he says, you owe me 100 and he's mighty 30, so I know he's mighty 30 and he's going to pay 30, but on the other 70, what is he? A Kaifer Akol. So what's the difference? That's the difference. The difference is when it's 100 and he's mighty on part of it, 30, that creates a drara. By Kaifer Akol, the Chayra, there's no drara. So one last time, before we start, if I would ask you, why does Kaifer Akol not have a Shvua? If anyone would want to ask such a question, why does Kaifer Akol not have a Shvua? Because there's no drara. That's the basics. So now we're going to start Rabbi's memory. So what was Rabbi's kasha mitnei ma omra toira mai de mitzvah tayin yishava? So let me tell you that Rashi and Baba Kama says an interesting chiddush. Rashi and Baba Kama learns that Rabbi's question is, we're not going to do Rashi and Baba Kama yet, but I want to put it on the table. Rashi and Baba Kama learns Rabbi's question is, mitnei ma omra toira mai de mitzvah tayin yishava? Kaifer Akol should also swear. That's the kasha. Why does only Moed B'Miksa swear? Kaifer Akol should also swear. Now, what's that kasha about? Where is it coming from? Why? Didn't we say that Shia starts at 1270? Didn't we say that Moed B'Miksa is because of a drara and Kaifer Akol doesn't have a drara? We're going to have to respect this. But Rashi and Baba Kama learns that Rabba was asking, Kaifer Akol should also swear. Respect the question before the answer. What's the question? What's going to be the Shvua? I there's no drara. Anyone has a clue? I there's no drara. No, not a Hesis. That with, on the Raisa level, on a Mitneimam Ratoira, Moed B'Miksas. Am I Rashi Baba Kama? Why did the Torah only say Moed B'Miksas? Why doesn't Kaifer Akol swear?
What would be the
Mechaib
of the Shvua?
If our system is running, that it's not the Nusuf. The Nusuf would be, I don't owe you anything. But if the Mechaib is Drara, and we explain that the B'Miksas has a Drara, Eid Echad has a Drara, Hadas Eidim has a Drara, Kaifer Akol doesn't have a Drara. I say you owe me, and you say no. So what would even be the question that there should be a Shvua?
Maybe it's not about Drara. Maybe it's not about Drara.
What's that done?
Maybe it's not about drara. Maybe it's a drara.
So I'll tell you, maybe there's a drara by Kaifer Akol also, maybe. Or maybe, if in Rashi and Baba Kama, it's not based on drara. There's a different system. There's a system that any time there's a taina and a kfira, there's a shvua. I'm leaving you both of these options and I don't want to talk about them yet. But be aware that according to Rashi, Rabba asked, in Baba Kama Rashi, Rabbi asks, Mipnei Ma, why does only Moed B'Miksas swear? Every Kaifer Akol should also have a Shvua. And I gave you two choices. Either we'll fathom and explain that there's some kind of a drawer by Kaifer Akol, I'm not telling you what it is. Or that maybe the Kasha was asking, let's make a new system rigged that's B'Chlal not based on drawer, and just any time there's a Dintaira, there should be a Shvua. Of course, if any time there's a dintaira, you need a shvua, there wouldn't be anything unique about why the mix is eid echad and all that. There would always be. Whenever there's a taina and a kfir, there would be a shvua. That's what would be, by the way. If every kaifer akol swears, so then always there would be a shvua. According to Rashi and Baba Kama, just quickly. So what's Rabbi's teretz? Mipnei ma, I'm retiring my demiksa tiny shava. Why doesn't kaifer akol also swear? What would anyone else who doesn't learn like Rashi and Baba Kama, what's the teretz to that kasha that Rabbi didn't ask if you don't go like Rashi and Baba Kama? We said it already. What's the teretz why Kaifer Akol doesn't swear? Because there's no drara. But Rashi and Baba Kama held Rabbi did ask the question. And what's the answer? Chazaka eino demei is part of bifnei bal choyvoi. There's a chazaka, an undena. A guy would be Kaifer Akol, he would have such a chutzpah to do that. Remember we said in the beginning, we're looking at the Teveya, the Mitzvah, we have no idea. The fact that one looks like the Chavetz Chaim, various circumstantial evidence, this thing shouldn't be a factor. So I don't know who's lying. No, I do. You want to say that you need a Shvua. The fact that he had such chutzpah to say he doesn't owe you any money, must be he's saying the truth. People won't have chutzpah to do that much. And that's why Kaifer Akol doesn't swear. I want to make a very important announcement.
The opposite of a
drara?
The same way, like,
Eid Echad, it is a drara. It's a drara for the Teveya. How about that? It's a drara for the Teveya. If drara means leanings toward, it's a drara. Chazok in the Demei is a drara for the Teveya. No, a drara for the Nitzvah.
Teveya should make a
Shvua. But there's no such thing as a Shvua. It's on a Derayis Adika level. So far, I'm sure there's more things. Yeah, fine. Let me get away with it for now. So the kasha was every kaifer akol should swear, and what Rashi and Baba Kama, we really were respecting such a kasha. And what's the answer? Taka, this should be a shvuah by every single kaifer akol. What patters the nitvah from a shvuah by kaifer akol is the umdana. Come on, he wouldn't have a zachutz, but he'd be kaifer akol. Rabbi, there are two cases where, maybe more, but let's start with two basic cases where a person would have the guts, the chutzpah, the ha'ozah, to be able to be kaifer akol. By benoi, when the malva is dead, and the chayr, the ha'oz is only to look at the guy that lent you the money, and when it's by benoi, there's possibly an option that maybe kaifer akol should have to swear. We'll talk about it. And a second case is pikadai, because there are rishayim that hold, not everyone, but rishayim that hold, that the ha'oz is, a person doesn't have a chutzpah to be kaifer akol to the guy that did him a toiva. Ain of the may is le'odam sha'osalei toiva, lent you the money.
That's the case, why don't we make
the same type of other... We're going to talk about it. We're getting there. We're going to talk about it. Lefizeh by a pikadoin, and that's taka Rashi Shita in Baba Kama. Ha-koifer ha-kol by a pikadoin is taka chayiv b'shvua. Because every koifer ha-kol is chayiv b'shvua, for starters. There is a drawer, you don't need a drawer. Every koifer ha-kol is chayiv b'shvua. The p'tor is chazok ain of the maiz. By Pnoi, you don't have that. And by Pekadon, if you learn that the Ha'oza is Eina the Meis, Lemisha Asa Leitoiva, then there's no Ha'oza factor by Pekadon. Many Rishonim argue, they say the Ha'oza is Eina the Meis Panam Lemisha Makar B'Shikra. You can't just lie to someone in his face, even if it's about a Pekadon. You're not Mesugah to lie in his face. We will talk about that. But what we gleaned out is that Rashi and Baba Kama headline says, Kaifer Hakol, but Pekadon is Chayim Shvor. Taka is. But we veered off, and I want to go back to our Rashi and Tosfos over here in Baba Metzia. And for starters, Rashi and Tosfos and Baba Metzia read Rava differently. Rava never asked Mipnei Ma Amra Torah, why is Kaifer HaKol Pater? Because Rava knew the Nachlas David. The Nachlas David says, that was like an expression, yeah? You know, other things are. He knew that there's a Drara system, and he knew that Maida B'Mitzvah has a Drara. Eid Echad is a drora. Rab Chia, after a long drawn out conversation, there's a drora. Kaifer HaKol is flat. No drora. Simple. Kaifer HaKol. So what was Rabbi's kasha? Rabbi's kasha was a different kasha. Why isn't there a factor that he could have been Kaifer HaKol? And if he would have been Kaifer HaKol, and could have been Kaifer HaKol, and should have been Kaifer HaKol, the din would have been, he would have been Potter. So now that he was moed, the b'miksas let him also be potter. Magic word, according to Tosfos. Migu. That's going to be the terror for explaining the kasha. Spoiler of the terror. According to this chat, Rava's kasha was every moed, the b'miksas could have been, would have been kaifer akol. What's the question? Like Tosfos, there should be a migu to potter a shvua. What's the answer if you already said it? No, because it's a migu de ha'aza. Hai v'kulei boi de nifrei. Yeah, he would have wanted to mekai for everything, but there's a limit. He can't. Hai v'lei kafri mishum de eno de meis panam. He can't be made chutzpah to be kai for akol. He can't. To be might have mixes, yeah. What percent? Any percent. 99, or 1, or 72, any number in between. To say 0, I can't do it. Choke me, I can't do it. And that's why there's no migu. No, so let's ask the klutz kasha. A guy was moidan 50, he has a migu. He could have been moidan 20, or 10, or 17, or 48. But he would be chayiv b'shvuah anyways. Moed b'miksas is chayiv b'shvuah. The whole chap was that he could have been kaifer akol, and then he would have been potter. And since he could have been, would have been kaifer akol, he would have been potter. Let him be potter moed b'miksas. No, he doesn't have the chutzpah to be kaifer akol. To do a different moed b'miksas, it's all in one jam. It's all going to be chayiv. That was the kash according to Tosfos. Now Rashi does very similar. Just Rashi says mipnei ma'omra toira. So Rashi v'lei chosvei kemeshiv aveda lepotroi shalai kafar v'kuloi. Manishana that Rashi said Meshiv Aveda and Tosfos said Migu. Hakdama. What does Meshiv Aveda mean? It's a big mess. There's a sugi in Gittin that if a guy comes to you all happy, I found your wallet, here's your wallet, it says your name in it, here's the $500 in the wallet. And the guy says, where's the other $500? There was $1,000 in the wallet. And the dinner says, doesn't have to make sure it's might mix us. Why not? The guy's being Tevei him 1,000 and he's admitting a 500. So, is it a takana de rabbanon over there, which is the mashmoyz of the sugi in Gittin? Yes. Or is it a deraisa de kedin called meshiv aveda? There's a big stira. It's taka big problem. I'm going to talk about it separately, not today. But I'm going to talk about it. Oh, that's an interesting time that L'chari by the Meshav Aveda, the Haidah was called him L'tfiyah. That's an excellent time that Achrayim L'tumim talks about it. Reb Chaim talks about it. There's things to talk about, but in the case of Meshav Aveda, there's an issue that it might be a Tekanas HaChamin. There's another side, though, that it's Mamash HaDeiraisa Tekadin. And how do you fathom that theory? We'll have to just be verblundered about it right now. But if it's a Deiraisa, you know what the Deiraisa is? You know what the Deiraisa of Meshav Aveda is? I'm Meir Degavar, I'm saying a word from a Bochber. He says, a Knesset like this. He says, what's the drawer of Maida B'Mixas? What's the Mechayiv of Maida B'Mixas? There's a drawer. What's the drawer? Hey, Rabbi, if you look a little suspicious, you admitted part, maybe the other part also. I look suspicious. I broke into the wallet. The Haidah is going to be a reason why I do have to swear. By Meshav Aveda, the Haidah is the reason why I don't have to swear. Gansen, Gansen. I initiated. I innovated. Meshav Aveda is the ultimate, there is no drawer at the start.
So if a guy would come into Beis Din with this saying that I know that I owe this guy 500 zuz, and he says, no, you owe me 1,000.
Similar case, we're going to have to analyze it. It's something to work out. We would have to see. It would, might have to be registered. We might have to factor in such a case. Migu is that there is a mechayiv of shvua. Now there's a yesai that a migu can pater a shvua. Whenever a guy's chayiv shvua, migu paters a shvua. Rashi says, Meshav Aveda. Rashi Avado referring to the Deraisa Dikka Meshav Aveda. How could you tell me Rashi is referring to the Derabbanan Dikka Takon of Meshav Aveda? Rabbi says, Mitnei Ma Omra Torah. Right? Rabbi Yoni Baba Basad of Kuf Kof Ches actually says that Rabbi is going about the Derabbanan Dikka Meshav Aveda and he's asking, why isn't there a din the Midrabbanan? You shouldn't have to swear anymore by Moedib Mixes because of the Takon of Meshav Aveda. I mean, I wouldn't have said it.
Is he still Doris Torah?
Yes. And Rabbeinu Yoyne, he's goyus, yeah. And Rabbeinu Yoyne learns the talk of the kashis. Why isn't there the rabbanan on the ketakon of Meshav Aveda? To say that that's what Rashi means? Well, if Rabbeinu Yoyne said it, I don't know. But let's assume that Rashi means a deraisa de kedin. Either the spirit of Meshav Aveda is a deraisa de kedin or a derabbanan de kedin. We're not talking about that right now. But I want to talk about something else. Rashi and Tosfos, unlike Rashi and Baba Kama, is going with the system, that the system is based on drora, and we knew that Moedib Mixas has a drora, and we knew that Kaifer HaKol did it. And the question was, yeah, but every Moedib Mixas could have been Kaifer HaKol. Okay. And the kasha was Migul Aftur HaMishpur. As Taisa says, either the Migul should patter, or maybe you learn out from here that you should never say Migul. Yeah? What's the answer? It's a Ha'aza to do Kaifer HaKol. Or fancy words, it's a Migul de Ha'aza. In Rashi, I would venture to say, Meshav Aveda also. I would say Allah should Meshav Aveda the Ha'azal Oymrin. You know why? Because what's the mechanism Rabbah Bez Knech, the derice of a Meshav Aveda? The Haidah makes me look suspicious and I have to swear. This Haidah makes me look totally legit. No, it doesn't. Just maybe you're not a Mechutzif. You don't look totally legit. The Haidah does make you look a little suspicious. And don't maneuver it and say, no, this Haidah makes me look double legit on turbo because otherwise I wouldn't have. No, you're a straight guy, but you're not such a Mechutzif. And that's a beautiful pshat, Bein L'Rashi, Bein L'Toysis. I want to ask one simple shiloh. Why did Rashi not learn like Toysis, and why did Toysis not, first grade, fifth grade, why did Rashi not learn like Toysis, and why did Toysis not learn like Rashi? Now, Toysis didn't learn like Rashi, because it says, Mipnei Ma'am Ratoira. Toysis doesn't have a Doraisa Dikadin of Meshav Aveda, ever. You do? You have a Toysis somewhere that says there's a Doraisa Dikadin of Meshav Aveda? I don't. There's a takana derabbanan of Meshav Aveda. It's not our sugya, and it's not what we're dealing with. But we're dealing with migu, and there's a system called migu. Everyone knows the concept. Migu kapata reshvua. Frek rabba, according to Tosfos, the migu of Meshav Mixas could have been kaifer hakol kapata reshvua. And the answer is migu da'aza. And we got to the bottom of the amid. By the way, PTTP, please turn the page. Some of the oilam did. The first word on amid beis is v'hai. But it's not. There's three lines before V'hai. V'hai before the V'hai, the there's a hidden question. Another new, separate, hidden question that it doesn't say in the Gemara that Rab is dealing with. And it's a huge machlokes rishonim what that hidden question is. And we're going to deal with it Bahar Chava, but not yet. Please turn the page. Back. Okay. But that was an important announcement. Now, in this chalik though, Rabbi's question was, we're not doing Rashi and Baba Kama, that Rabbi was asking, every kaifer HaKol should also have a shvuah. And the answer was, chazaka, ein of the mayas is repaters, which led to a crisis that when there is ha'azah, like by Pekadon or Benoy, it would be, and we're not talking about that now, but now we're going into Rashi Taisis. But I want to tell on Rashi. Why did Rashi say Meshav Avedu? Why didn't Rashi simply say that the kasha was, there should be a migu? And the answer is, it's a migu dehaza. I would like to suggest a few different rayonot, ideas, why Rashi maybe didn't say like Tosis. Let's try six. I don't want to scare the Olam off and get confused, but these reasons are taka, you saw this for the sukkah anyways. It's not that there's a derisive to say six reasons. I want to sell back some nakudas in the sugya. But what could be the issue here that Rashi didn't just say migu? We said Tosis didn't say Meshav Aveda because ain't no such thing with their eyes. Why did Rashi not say Meshav Aveda? Reason number one. Why didn't Rashi say migu? Why didn't Rashi learn migu? There's a machlokes rishonim if migu laftura mishvua amrinan oloi. I brought it in the Marmakimus. If you do with that, there's a Rimagash and many other rishonim as well that hold. There's a Gemara in many places that uses the concept of migu. Migu doesn't pater a shvua. We brought it in the Maram Kaimas. There's a Rambam Azoy. The Russian shvua springs in front of the Rimagash. There are many Rishonim that hold migu doesn't pater a shvua. If you're mechuyev a shvua, migu doesn't pater a shvua. Migu affects money. What's a classic migu? Stam again. Throwing out the oilam. Someone says you owe me money. He has a star, and the star is not mechuyev. So you could just say mezuyif. But you don't. You say perua, which means I admit the star is true, but I paid you. Now, you usually can't say perua in the face of a star because star could be only my boy. But you could have said mezuyif. So perua, migu de mezuyif, a classic migu. There are many others. It's a nice one. Put it on the side. If you did get it, you didn't get it. Perua migu de mezuyif. Over there, the migu lets you be pater. You don't have to pay. Sometimes the migu could have let you even take something. It could be migu that could migu lechitz. Okay, fine. But can a migu pater a shvua? Ha'em is see that it's a big machlekes rishonim. You know what shitas toisis is?
Definitely can.
Toisis in Baba Metzia, Gimel Amar Aleph on the bottom is mavur that he holds migu laftura mishvua amrinan. He learns that was Rabba's kasha. And the Terech says that it's migu da'aza. Fine. But he holds migu laftura mishvua amrinan. More than that, I think when Taisa says either there should be migu, well, let's learn out from here that you shouldn't say migu ba'alma. I don't think Taisa means you should totally obsolete and destroy migu totally. He says ba'alma, but maybe he means you shouldn't say migu the pater shvua ba'alma. Suggestion: maybe Rashi holds migu laftura mishvua lo yamrinan. Maybe Rashi holds like the Rimagash. He holds migu laftura mishvua lo yamrinan. So we're not going to just ask that the migu should pater you. Migu doesn't pater shvuas. That's a good option. I don't know if that's Rashi shita, but it would be a gishmak of pshat. Shot number one. By the way, this shita that migu doesn't pater a shvua has problems. There's a gemara on daf ches that by the talis that the guy that said chetzi could have said kuloi, and that should pater him from the shvua. Tosis on daf beis wanted that the migu should give him a half instead of a quarter, but he quoted the gemara on daf ches that wanted to use that migu that the chetzi could have said kuloi to give him a ptur on the shvua. I thought migu laftur mishvua la'arina. Big problem. Not dealing with it now. But babashu lama gimel rabba bar shirshom. Famous story, a guy had karka from Yisoimim, and he's holding on to it as a mashkin for a few years, and he wants to say that he has a right to even hold on to it for longer, but it's against Yisoimim, and whenever you're dealing with Yisoimim, you have to swear. And he says, no, I don't have to swear, because I have a migu, I could have said I bought the karka. Complex gemara there in Rabba Bar Shirshim, but the structure of it looks like they were doing a migu to pater the shvua. Which shvua? The shvua sanayfunah habali parim inetzi Yisoimim leiparal v'shvua. Why was migu going to pater shvua over there? Problem like the Rimagash. Put it on the side. But again, maybe that's our first shot for Rashi. Why did Rashi say Meshav Aveda, not just migu? Because he holds migu laftura mishvua lo yamrinan. Shot number two. Maybe Rashi already knew that migu dehaza lo yamrinan. That was old written school. That he knew already. It couldn't be that Rabbi was asking that. That would be posh. Migu dehaza lo yamrinan. That we knew. Abchach Meshav Aveda should work. And the chiddush was no. Meshav Aveda dehaza also lo yamrinan. But why didn't he start with migu? Because he knew already that migu dehaza lo yamrinan. Option number two.
And that they're withholding migu laftur mishvua amrinan.
Yeah. The other five pshatim I'm going to say are going to hold migu laftur mishvua amrinan. Yeah. The first pshat was that Rashi holds migu laftur mishvua amrinan. The other five pshatim are going to assume that migu laftur mishvua amrinan. But maybe it's migu da'aza. That was pshat number two, what? No, the svara doesn't apply in this scenario. I'm not mevatel the whole svara. The svara doesn't apply in this scenario. Option number three. Isn't it a migu mimomen lamomen over here? Remember we talked about on the page that there's a concept migu mimomen lamomen. We talked about it by Tala. Some Rishonim say you don't have a migu to say chetz because you could have said kula because it's a migu mimomen lamomen. Here is also a migu mimomen lamomen. You could have been moed the mixas. You could have been kite for a call. That's on a different money. It's a stickle problem. Why did Taisa say it? We'll deal with that or not. But it's a third option why Rashi didn't like Migu. So what did we say so far why Rashi didn't want to learn Migu? Migu l'afthur mishvuel loy amrinan. Even if Migu l'afthur mishvuel amrinan, it's a Migu imam and the mamid. Or maybe he already knew Migu the Haza. Interesting shot. Do you know that there are those that hold Kaifer HaKolozor Sechayev, there's a Rashi Baba Kama that entertains that? Maybe in our Sugya also, we're actually going that Kaifer HaKol, get ready, is Chayev Shvur. We're going now in the Sugya that Kaifer HaKol is Chayev Shvur. Now, if Kaifer HaKol is also Chayev, so then what's the Kasha that Moed of a Mixas should have a Migu, he could have been Kaifer HaKol. You're right, there's no such Cheshman. A Moed of a Mixas, that's like the Moed of a Mixas that said 50, could have said 30. You'd be Chayev anyways. But let me tell you a whopper Chiddush. Maybe if Meshav Aveda works, maybe Meshav Aveda is so powerful that even if Kaifer HaKol would anyways be Chayev, but the fact that I could have been Kaifer HaKol makes me look so legit with Meshav Aveda that it should take away the Machayev of Shvur Moed of a Mixas. Even though Kaifer HaKol is Chayev, but still Rabbi has the right to ask the Meshav Aveda should part of the Moed of a Mixas. Not that the Kaifer HaKol, the Reis. The rice of Shvur is by Kaifer HaKol as well. But by Moed of a Mixas, he should have a Meshav Aveda. Migu certainly wouldn't work if something's Chayev anyways, but maybe Meshav Aveda would. Two more pshatim. There's a famous kasha by Migu that if a guy's a lamdan and learns Chosha Mishpat and he knows the din of Migu, then what's the point that he could say Pru Migu Drizay? If he knows it, that's what's going to be. And everyone talks about the question. But there's an interesting tumim that says that the etzem, the mechanism of Migu, among other things, is based on the fact that, you know, when the guy said Mizuyath, he has a Migu. He could have said Perua now. Meaning, a Migu has to be, potentially be able to send in the other direction also. Because then you could say, well, I know that. Yeah, but I also know that. So I could have said that anyways. Amigo has a protective mechanism. Amigo has a protective mechanism that it has to be able to go in both directions.
Why would he ever adopt to use Amigo and not the Tanya that he's
I don't know. Off? I don't know. That whatever the Tanya Rabbani tells him. Some people are just going whatever the Tanya Rabbani tells them. But the Yesoid is for this problem is that every Amigo has to be interchangeable. Is our Amigo interchangeable? No, because if a guy was Kaifer HaKol, does he have a Amigo that he could have been Moed of a Mixas? No, because why would he want to admit some of the money? So, Amigo of my Demixas, the Kaifer HaKol, you can't use Migu, because Migu has a built-in protective mechanism. That it has, Migu has a protective mechanism that it's able to, it has to be able to be said in both directions. Kaifer HaKol, my Demixas doesn't have it to be able to said in both directions. So Rashi didn't say Migu. He said Meshav Aveda. One final shot, because we really have to move on. This is an interesting shot I heard from my... I saw in the notes, he said an interesting chiddush. He said like this, very simple. Rabbi said there's another pshat in Moed of a Mixas, a very interesting pshat. I want to give a hakadama though. The Olam is familiar with Gilgul Shvua. What does it mean Gilgul Shvua? Gilgul Shvua, if you're mechuyev Shvua, Erecha, Moed of Mixas, whatever it is, and a guy has an issue with you, I can't, not out of the box to say, with me, you don't know a horse. I mean, but if a guy has an issue with you that doesn't require a shvua, but if in one of the issues he has a shvua, he can say, you're swearing to me anyways, Megal go swear to me another shvua. On a different topic that's semi-connected, where I'll be the rules of shvua he wouldn't have to, was I guess a classified for a call. But because of the other thing, you Megal go a shvua from one shvua, right? Case one is the original chayiv of shvua. You Megal go a tzveit shvua. Fair enough? Gil the shvua? Yeah? I have a question. If you hold that Migu does patr a shvur, does Migu patr Gilgul shvur? So there's a famous Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger says, Migu will not patr Gilgul shvur. Because if you understand the mechanism of Gilgul shvur, Gilgul, so there's already a shvur here, and that's going to trigger a second shvur. What do you say? On the second topic, I have a Migu. Hemzich that you have a Migu, but I have a Gilgul. And you want to be patr, but you weren't supposed to swear anyways. Duh! There's a din of Gilgul. So it's only Kveger. There's no Migu on Gilgul Shvua because duh! Do Gilgul! That's step one. Step two. There's a Taisin Ksubas Yudches we have to talk about. The Oil knows that there's an attitude that says every Kaifer HaKol is Chayiv without a drawer, just flat out always there's a Shvua. What's the secret word we've been doing all the time that mix us Erech in all these cases? What's the trigger of the drawer? What's the drawer trigger of the Shvua? The drawer. There's a Taisin Ksubas that actually has a different shot, a fascinating shot. Taisin Ksubas, he says one line, but he says it. He says the same way a shvua is megalgal another shvua, mammon could also be megalgal another shvua. Now, if you owe somebody money, you admit part of the money could be megalgal the shvua. If shvua could be megalgal shvua, money's megalgal shvua. Moed of a mixas is a gilgal shvua of sorts. Now, if you put that together with Rabbi Kiveger, that you don't say Migul on Gilgal, Rashi couldn't say Migul because Doch Gilgal. You admit it on 30?
Choices can answer that.
Yeah, Abada. But it's another pshat for Rashi. Toysis and Ksuba says the same way. Yimagal goes for Yimagal. Toysis is Machadish, that it's the same. That's the Chiddush of Toysis.
What's the
Shabbos? The Shabbos. He's asking it also. Toysis over there understood that a Machayiv of Shvua could trigger another Shvua. So a Machayiv of money, money is more than Shvua. Even by Shvua, there's eventually going to be a Mitaif. This is the thing itself. Well, the emesis, we have to talk about this Toysis and Ksuba, and we will in a few days. We let it slip here as one of many options why Rashi didn't say Migul. But now, to plan on that, I'll polarize the topic over here. Besides Rashi Mevakama, Rashi by us was learning that every Moed the Mixa should have a Meshav Aveda. What's Meshav Aveda Rabach Ber? The rise of the Gedin. I have a drawer because I admit it. My admission makes me look spitz legit. Oh yeah, it does? No, you didn't have chutzpah. We're not chaylich on the mechanism. But in this case, it can't be because you couldn't be a mechutzah. Like Tai says, the Kasha was Migu. I want to talk now flat, straight, just about the topic of Migu Tahaza. The item has the Yedi on it, Migu Tahaza. I'm reading or lie, I'm reading. Migu de ha'aza. Amrinan or loy amrinan? Loy amrinan. Is that a Gemara, a Rashi? Migu lafturim ishvu. Amrinan or loy amrinan? Machlaikas mishayim. Migu lahaytzi. Amrinan or loy amrinan? Machlaikas mishayim. Migu de ha'aza. Amrinan or loy amrinan? Careful. Loy toisvis. Loy toisvis. It's a Gemara. Yeah, loy toisvis is a Gemara. Loy toisvis is not stand that. It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara. But there's a problem. There's Rishonim that asked from the Gemara of Babash Taflam and Vav. I brought it in yesterday's Mar Mekaymis. The Ran brings it in today's Mar Mekaymis. Hanu easy to achli chushla. Straight to the story. A goat ate somebody's vegetable patch. And no one's arguing it. Everyone agrees that the goat ate. And everyone agrees that the guy's garden got damaged. But the Mazik, the owner of the goat, says $7 of damage. There wasn't too much there. And the other guy's saying, it ate me the whole thing. And you caused me a lot of damage. The Nizik, the owner of the field, grabs the goat as tfisa for the Tashlumei Hezek. Okay. The Mazik says, Meir Taisa, I'm willing to pay you $7. I'm not paying you. My goat costs $82. I'm not paying you that. And the guy that's holding the goat now says, I have a Migu. I could have said I bought the goat. I have a cheskes chazak on the goat now. Migu that I could say I bought it. Migu that I could say I bought it. I want to be Neman to say that the damage was up to the value of the goat. And the Rishonim will ask, but it's a migud ha'aza. Why it's a migud ha'aza? Because it's chutzpah to say what? That you bought a goat. So some Rishonim disagree. They say, yeah, it's also a chutzpah to say that it ate $82 of carrots if it only ate $7. And it's the same chutzpah. And they disagree with the hanukkah of the kasha. But many Rishonim hold that this is called migud ha'aza. So they ask, I migud ha'aza lo yamrinan. What? Oh, like the sheet that ha'aza is only going to do a favor, then avad is not true. This is talking about excellent, very good. This is the ha'aza of Makar B'Shikrei. So if you learn that it's a bigger chutzpah to say, I bought your goat when your mamash didn't, then to say. So some say, no, it's a chutzpah to say that it's, or some say, Pnei Shua brings over there as far as, listen, the guy's desperate. You ate his whole garden patch. And he's masking that he did, but he said it was only $7. You're getting angry. No, you're getting angry. Yeah, it ate your whole. So it's not a chutzpah. You do what you do. You'll say I bought the goat. You'll say that also. You forget about what also I tell you. Rotach is telling you. Help me out. Many Rishonim caught your side. Get ready. Migu da ha'aza lahachzik amrina. Migu da ha'aza lahoitzi loy amrina. Lashon Aran, a mirror nusach. A nusach that Reb Nachum would have used. His son just walked into the room. Actually, it's a shvach amigu. It's a shvach amigu. Amigu da oza is a shvach amigu. What does it mean? It's a shvach. So it's a shvach amigu. You don't need to be maps and alohaishi. What's the taich? Rabbi Chanan says like this. Famous Rabbi Chanan. Migu is a birur or a kayach hataina. Birur means, hey, I'm saying the truth. If I would have wanted a lie, I could have said x. If x is a chutzpah and what you're saying is not. By the way, if x is a chutzpah but what you're saying is also a chutzpah. So that's called Migu Mimeyez Lemeyez. You're in chutzpah land. But if what you're saying is less, proportionally less, if it's very similar, it could be also. But if it's proportionally less, so you say, maybe you are lying. You're saying the truth? No, you're a liar who's not a mechutzah. Right? So is there a birur by Migu Da'aza? Careful. Is there a birur by Migu Da'aza?
No.
Some say no, and some say yeah, but it's a shvacher beer. Careful, big difference. Some say no beer whatsoever. If there's no beer whatsoever, what's the mechanism of migu? Says Rabbi Chanan, his famous stickle pirate that everyone has to know. A migu is a kayach hatayna. What does it mean, kayach hatayna? In Hilchus, tayin v'nitin, in the mechanism of tayin v'nitin, in your arsenal of what you could have tayined, it's lobbed up for what you're actually tayining. Anything that any tayin rabbani or a shach taz or whatever would have known that you could have tayined, you potentially have the power of that, the lieu of that tayin as well. Regardless if you would have, could have, should have. And I they say a system like this. Kayach hatayna works even by haza. Kayach hatayna works even by haza. But when you need a beer, then you can't use haza. Careful. When a migu is going to patur shvua, by the way, does everyone agree that migu patur shvua? But those that do, would you venture to say that what patas the shvu is your kaya chataina? Try it, not over here. What's going to patas the shvu by migu? Which mechanism of migu are you using?
Biru.
The beer. Because what does the shvu do, by the way? Important announcement for tomorrow.
Mavar.
How is it mavar? Because he wouldn't swear falsely. That's wow, for sure now he's saying the truth. So, I mean, if a guy would steal would swear falsely also, it wouldn't prove anything, right? Parenthetical interruption. But a migu, so it goes like this. Migu de ha'aza doesn't pater a shvua. Even if migu does pater a shvua, but migu de ha'aza doesn't pater a shvua. Why? Because there's no beer. Some say no beer or less of a beer. I saw a fascinating pshat on the Tumim. Migu does is a shvacha migu. Why? And we're saying migu does works lahachzik, the goat, but not lahaitzi. Meaning there are those that say migu haitzi le'arin and flat. But there are those that say no, migu haitzi arina, but not a migu de ha'aza. Why? So you could say, Shvach Amigus only work that much. Tumim says a beautiful pshat. What's the cheshvan Amigus da'aza? Maybe this guy's saying the truth, but he doesn't have chutzpah. Some people do have chutzpah. Some people do, some people don't. So your average guy in Bezdin, he has a migu. If he's a mechutzif, he should have a migu. I know he's saying the truth, because if he was lying, he could have been mechatzef and said that. But maybe he's the kind that's not mechatzef. Some people are, some people aren't. So says the Tumim, you know what a migu da'az is? It's a suffik migu. It's a suffik migu. For a mechutzif, it would be a migu. Because logically, you say, this guy must be saying the truth. He's the kind of guy that would be a mechutzif anyway, so he's not lying. Because if he would have lied, he would have had the chutzpah to say that lie. So it must be saying the truth. Yeah, but maybe he's lying, just not a mechutzif. So I don't know, it's a suffik. So it's a suffik migu. You know what by a suffik is? Lahachzik, you can keep it, but it can't be mighty. How mighty mechavre, all of haraya. A suffik migu, not sure. The Ron's lashon is migu garua. And again, there's a lot of options. I threw a lot of stuff at you now. Migu garua could either mean migu garua can either mean less of a beer, or no beer, but this kaya chataina, or I'm offering this other nusach. It's a suffik migu. Suffik migu was able to work.
I mean, if it's not shua, it's shua money, that those be
a vada. But a migu to use shua needs a beer. It's not enough of a beer. Misafik, it's not going to be a beer.
But it's
Ikhutaina. But it's misafik, it's not going to misafik, it's not going to be a beer. Now I have a very important.
If it's Koyachatana,
then Koyachatana is irrelevant by Shvua, though. Koyachatana you can only use Lahaz. So we're holding at the Shlab where Rab is asking his question, and he asked Mipnei Ma'amar Toiro. So a few very important things that we have to still do. I'm going to start now, but we're going to have to be, there's a lot to do. We're going to try to turn the page tomorrow even. Actually, not. We have a little tishus to do. We have what to do. There's a lot to do. Please keep on the page. But it goes like this. One very important announcement. Phew. The first one is. The Rimagash. Pavus, everyone knows. The Rimagash. The Rosh brings it. The Rambam Shita. The Rambam's Rebbe was the Rimagash. The Rimagash holds Migul after Mishmuel Armina. What's the Rimagash going to do with Baba Metzia Dav Ches that used the Shvua to path the Shnaim Arzim? Big problem. What's he going to do with Rabbi Bar Shirshim? Big problem. Go to a very yeshiva, and they start cheskes, and they don't get to Dachlam Gimel. It's an option also. But it's a problem. Rabbi Bar Shirshim. You know what the major problem is? Not only does the Rimagash say that Migul Aftur Mishvua Lai Amrinon, he says his Makar and Raya that Migul Aftur Mishvua Lai Amrinon is from Baba Metzia Daf Gimel. And that's shocking. The Gemara asks that you should say migu, and answers migu de ha'az. You want to learn the Gemara differently, so learn the Gemara differently. But how do you have a raya from the Gemara that migu laftur mishu alayam rinam? So I'll tell you, I'm worried because some people want to say Rimagash learns like Rashi and Baba Kama, so he cops out, the Gemara meant something else, whole new system. There are various things to do, but I want to say the main catch, how you could say for the Rimagash Moira de Gazach. Rabbi said, the Rimagash holds Migu de Ha'oza Amrinon. Again? The Rimagash holds Migu de Ha'oza Amrinon. Hanu Izi, the goat, and various other assorted Gemaras, the Rimagash holds Migu de Ha'oza Amrinon. Now, the Rimagash learned the Gemara here of Rava, like Rashi. What was the Kasha? Why, Mipnei Ma'amra Torah, why does Moed B'Miksas swear? I, this should be a Meshav Aveda. What does it mean, Meshav Aveda? The Haidah is going to be a drawer that I owe the money. Fakert, the Haidah makes me look good. What was the Gemara's answer? Why there's no Meshav Aveda, what we discussed? Why is there no Meshav Aveda? Because what, the Haidah makes me look legit? No, just maybe you're not a Mechutzah. End of Gemara for the first half. Fret the Rimagash, 1 second. Yeah, but why isn't there Migu? The Rimagash holds Migu da'oz Amrina. So why isn't everybody the Mixas Pateras Migu? Very nice. Rabbi dealt with Meshav Aveda and answered that. But why isn't there just simply Migu? Says the Rimagash, oh, must be from this Gemara you can prove. Migu. Migu laftur mishvua loy Amrina. Avada, yes.
Starting from the Teirim.
The end is it's a mirage of Tysis. Like Tysus, the Kashu was Migu, not Meshav Aveda. Like Rashi and the Rimagash is Meshav Aveda, not Migu. But with the twist they're asking is, how did the Rimagash quote our Gemara as a raya that Migu left through Mishmol Amrina? Because he held Migu da'oza Amrina as a Hanocha from Hanu Izi and various sort of Gemaras. So he says, so why? If very nice Rabbah spelled out the Meshav Aveda thing, but why didn't he just ask Migu? Terence says, Migu, that was already passe. Migu laf tura mishvua loy Amrina. One more last very important announcement, Shitas Rashi and Baba Kama. We mentioned already, and it's decision time. Rashi and Baba Kama learns, what was Rabbi's Kasha? Mipnei ma'amra Torah. Why does only Moed B'Miksas swear? Kaifer HaKol should also swear. And what's the Teretz, according to Rashi and Baba Kama? The Chazaka Paters. We have a crisis. So every Kaifer HaKol really is Chayv Shvua? What's going to be when there's no Chazaka? Where is there a case when there's no chazakah? Kaifer HaKol, according to Rashi, be'etzim should be b'chayv shvua. We have to decide, because there is some sort of a drara, quasi-drara, or just the system is not rigged with drara. We're going to discuss that tomorrow. But whatever it is, chazakah paters. What about when there's no chazakah? Where is there a case when there's no chazakah? Binoy is one. I want to add a third one. Binoy is one. Pekadoy, if you learn that the ha'oza is, I did you a favor. And there's one more. Moed B'Miksas has many rules that not always do you swear a Moed B'Miksas. If the Haido was on Karka, less than a Pruta, not on a Dover Mesuyim, not in a certain situation, if you said, hey, look, there's like a whole Choshen Mishpat about the Haido has rules. Hanzach, the Haido has rules. But there's a Kaifer HaKol there. How much money did we use for the Kaifer HaKol? Everybody said, I'm ending with this. In our system, the case of, I don't want to use 50-50. The case of Moed B'Miksas is what? You owe me 100, he admitted 30, and there's a kfir on 70. Now we're going that flat out. If your slam is like kaifer 70, you're also chayiv b'shvua. If every kaifer akol is chayiv anyways, how could there be rules about Moed B'Miksas? Let it just be a kaifer akol without the chazakah.
The guy makes the presence is 100. The guy says 30 to 70. It's a mess. Enough for me if he's saying, I admit it, I borrowed the